This is Jim Wenger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm in Hays, Kansas at the Hays Research Extension Center with Spencer Casey, the Assistant Director of Research and Extension. And Spencer, you had some ideas how the wheat harvest has gone around here?
Yeah, you know, in 2024, there's a lot of variation across the state. You know, we've got research centers located across the state, and like in Garden City, we've had some good yields. In Hays, it's been pretty variable. You know, at the station here, we've seen some high yields as high as 70 on certain plots and some lows as far down as 20. So variability is a big thing because of poor stands in the fall and, of course, lack of moisture this year.
Well, I would assume that the areas that did get some of those May rains filled out pretty well and had decent crops.
Yeah, the places that did get the rain, they did very well. The places that didn't, not so much. You know, rain makes everybody look good.
Is this more or less a third year going into drought around here?
Yeah, it's strange. You know, you look at the National Weather Service and they talk about that we're not in El Nino. But it does seem to me that this is the third year and we're going back into La Nina. You know, that's what they're saying. So it's kind of a scary thing to think what we were in a wet period when it hasn't been wet.
I know some other areas have received more rain, but unfortunately you're part of the state that seems to be the driest.
And Northwest Kansas has some potential for some good wheat. Our Colby location up there, which is getting ready to roll right now, looks good, or better at least.
I know there's a lot of research done here, and some of that is wheat research. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Grong Zhang is our wheat breeder located here at the experiment station in Hays. Grong's currently working on multiple red wheats. We still do a little bit in white, but mostly we've converted to reds. He's developing a couple new varieties that will come out this year, and we've got a couple new ones that we're putting on for expansion for next year. So you can check the website to see the progress on those varieties and when they're released. It's readily available out there. Just go to K-State Research and Extension website.
I know one of those has gotten quite a bit of talk, and that's the Bill Snyder variety.
Yeah, it's brand new this year. I think that, it's a neat thing to honor Bill Snyder that was a big part of K-State sports and history. We all know him across the state. And, it's neat to tie him back into agriculture in some way, too. So,
what are the characteristics of that, if you know?
I believe them, you know, like all those new wheat varieties, they're more drought resistant. They also have a better disease package. And, you know, that's the key thing is moving all of our wheat lines, you know, on down the road as the older ones become more susceptible to viruses and, you know, natural things out there.
As you said, you look at yields and varieties and whatever for the wheat crop in quite a few areas. Has this year been quite a bit better, though, than you've seen over the past couple of years?
As far as yield goes?
Yeah.
Actually, I think the yield's down mostly, in my mind, across most of our locations and also a lot of our plots as well. And again, I attribute that to the lack of rain at planting time last year. Some of our wheat varieties just didn't get a good stand, you know, 80% of it coming up. And then, you know, again, the spotty rains this spring. So I would say we're probably down more this year than, you know, even the previous two.
What about disease? Have you seen much disease in the wheat in this area?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't specifically, but, you know, I do talk to our wheat breeder, and it does seem to be that there has been a lot of concerns about some diseases that have happened. You know, Wheat Streak, Mosaic, and others in the area, they've gone to look at some of those fields. So I think that there has been a concern this year.
And has the overall wheat quality, though, been fairly decent?
I haven't heard at this point yet. I don't know, to be honest with you, Jim.
What about the fall crops in this area? Are they starting off at a fairly decent pace?
Again, ironically enough, we've had enough rain here recently to get a lot of our fall crops up. You know, the corn looks good, the milo looks good. So yeah, I think we're in a good shape right now. You know, they're forecasting for a drier fall, so I guess we'll see where we're at here in another 3 or 4 months.
Well, thank you, Spencer. I've been visiting with Spencer Casey, the Assistant Director of Research and Extension at Hayes at the Research Center. This is Jim Winger.